Omar loch Abaye. Das Nissen hayu time de Chashinan with Yeroin Oluknunya. So we have here another reason that a shtar that you find in the street that's yesh bayach rais, you don't return, because we're chayshish for some type of a piroinu knunya, and this is the reason lahalacha that you don't return it. Rashi says, what are we chayshish for? What are we afraid happen? What is piroinu knunya? So Rashi says, the piroinu knunya shema parai. Maybe he really paid. Umin haloiva nafal v'hoda kamoida loiparati eitzehi b'neim shal ramos. What are they trying to do? Lichus alakucha shalachu mimeno karka shaloi b'achrayis v'yachalka b'neim. Well, what do they want to do here? A man sold a piece of land. And he already owed somebody money. He paid the person. What he'd like to do now is to get the land back. So Zaprashi, if he sold the land, Shalai Bachrayis, he'll come up with a trick that he'll pretend that he didn't pay. And then they'll be able to get the karka back, and they'll steal the karka from the person who bought it. And that'll be the Knunya and the Gemara. The L'chaira, Rashi didn't have to say dafka this case, that he sold karka shloi b'achrayis. L'chaira, even if he sold karka b'achrayis, a normal case, the person sold a piece of karka. And now he wants to get it back. He's sorry he sold it. He wants to get it back. Well, he doesn't have money. He's going to get it back, and b'achrayis means he owes him money. I don't know why Rashi picked the case of Shalai Bachrayis. Rashi could have said Bachrayis as well. That would be Chayshish for Pirayinu Knunya. Maybe Rashi just picking the most dramatic example. What?
It's a Chayshish, he has to pay back anyway.
No, so he would gain two things. First of all, he would gain in a case where a person sold karka and he regrets it. All over Shas, people would rather have karka than money. So it could be he sold the karka and now he wants to find some etzah to get it back. It could be. Also, if we're talking about a loiva that has no money, he'll get the karka. And if he has no money, the other person will just have to wait. So in effect, he'll...
He has money now. Because they split the karka.
Well, he's going to hide the money. He's going to try that the other person shouldn't be aware of the money. And that's all I get it. Okay, either way. The Rosh brings that the Rif asked if Chashin on the Purayin on the Knunya, why Kaisin Shtar Laloiva Afal Pishen Amal Ve'imai? Let's be Chashish that he's writing a Shtar for some type of Knunya. For Chashish for Knunyas, so why do we always write a Shtar for the Laloiva Afal Pishen Amal Ve'imai? Let's be Chashish for some sort of Knunya. Maybe he's low on cash. He knows he has to sell a field. So beforehand, he's going to write create the shtar. So when he sells it now, he can always he'll always be able to get it back by using the shtar.
If he can get a loan, he'll just get a loan. Why is he selling the field? Just get a loan.
Maybe he can't get a loan. Well, so that's what the Rosh said. The Rosh says he doesn't understand the Rif's cash. We're not stamas a chayshish for knunyas. Our Gemara, we're only chayshish for knunya because the shtar fell. The shtar was lost. The lost shtar is a suspicious thing. People don't lose shtaris. If you walk in the street and you find a lottery ticket on the floor, usually you don't bother picking it up because you're sure it's the lottery ticket that didn't win. People don't lose lottery tickets until after it's worthless. People don't lose Metro cards until after there's nothing left on them. So if you're walking in the street and you see a Metro card on the floor, you don't pick it up. Most people don't pick it up. Because you're sure it has no value. A shtar, people don't lose shtaris. A shtar that's lost, so that has a ray. So they were chayshish to knunya. Otherwise, with Stamazai we're not chayshish for Knunya. The Gemara, even we have machlokes chashim al Knunya, loy chashim al Knunya. This is only by a shtar she isra, only a shtar that fell and has this chasara. Additionally, the Rosh says, if you're worried about Knunya, what's it going to help? You'll make the malva come. That's not going to help you. We're worried about a knunya between the loiv and the malva that they're plotting. So the Rosh says the second reason why the rif's kash is not a kash. Because you're going to be chashish for knunya, your malva will come in. So still they could be doing a knunya. It's not going to make any difference if you bring in the malva, you don't bring in the malva. If you chayshish the ketunya, they're trying not to cheat the malva, they're trying to cheat the lekuchas. So the Rosh says he doesn't understand why the Rif was bothered by this, because we have two good reasons that by stamaza chayshish the life of pishen and malva has nothing to do with the inyan of ketunya. Okay. Shmuel disagrees. The Shmuel Dharmer like Hashim of Pran Kunya Maikalameina. So Gemara asks, according to Shmuel, who says, like Hashim of Pran Kunya Maikalameima, what does Maikalameima mean? Maikalameima, why? He's not Hashish for Kunya. He's not Hashish that they're going to lie in order to cheat. So why lo yazer? What are you worried about? So the Gemara says right away, if he holds like Ravasi, Hanichi Savalaki Ravasi, Dalma Bishtori Akno, Mukim Estisim Bishtori Dlavakno. If you hold like the top teretz is good. Eli Savaka Baya Dalma Edvach Zachaloi, Baya Ikalameimar. So Gemara asks that Shmuel, Lachaira doesn't shtim. What's the case of Shmuel? What's Shmuel worried about? There's a halacha that if you have a get, a man writes a get, and after writing the get, he threw it into the garbage can, decided he doesn't want to be mgarish his wife, zarka lahashba. So we paskin that get can never be used, loimi by someone else who finds it, but even by the man himself. If somebody has a shtar gerishin, and he was zarka lahashba, he was mevatel the shtar gerishin, when you throw it out, you can't use the shtar again. The Rambam said, passes this way in Hilchas Gerushin. In Parshat, it's a din has to do with Gittin, with Hilchas Gittin specifically. The Bach has a shita that it's not only Hilchas Gerushin. The Bach has a shita that hu adin, by any shtar mecher, any shtar kinyan, that a person writes, whatever the shtar might be, and after a person writes it, before he uses it, he throws it la'ashba, he's mevatel that kayach of the get. We all know that there's a concept of kayach haget. The get has a certain kayach. That kayach haget could die. If a person throws it in the garbage, he kills the get. Now he wants to pull it out of the garbage and use it. So zot debach, once you throw away a shtar, you can't use a shtar. Slav davke get. Hu hadin, any shtar that was thrown away, you can't use it afterwards. The Shach asks, Shach is in Simen Samach Hei, Sivkot and Lamed Zayin. He asks on the Bach, if that's true, that if you throw away a shtar, it becomes useless, it becomes worthless. So in this Gemara, the Gemara is a kasha l'Shmuel, Ma'ikel Meimar. Why don't you return a shtar? If you find a shtar in the street, why don't you return it to the? Why don't you return it to them? If the chayiv is ma'ida, zokta frek the shach. Let's say the reason you don't return it is b'chayshish. It's a shtar shezarkei la'ashba. It's a shtar that was thrown out, which has no kayach. No kayach of a shtar, no kayach of shibudim. And now you can return the shtar. Don't use it for a loan. They won't be planning kenunya. Not chayshish. Like Taisa says, they won't look to be mafsid lekuchish like it in. They'll just do a new loan with the shtar, and they're going to think it's a perfectly good shtar. But since the shtar was thrown into the garbage, that's a person found it in the street. There's a good reason to think he threw it out. Once it was thrown out, it's a shtar. So why doesn't Al Gemara say, you know why you don't return shtaris? The whole Amid here would try to figure out why you don't return shtaris. I'll tell you why, like the Bach. We're afraid it's a shtar shenizrik al ashba. And a shtar shenizrik al ashba, now they're going to use it. No tricks. They're really going to use it. He's really going to borrow money. And they're going to use it. But it's nice nishken shtar. It doesn't have a din shtar because it was thrown la ashba and they're pretending that it wasn't thrown la ashba. This is the Shach's kasha on the Bach. That any shtar that was thrown away, if you hold any shtar was thrown away, is possible. So that's why why don't we give that as a reason that we don't return it? So I faked the Shach. Shach's tam didn't have to bring from Shmuel. It's the kasha of the whole Amid, the whole sugya. Why don't we say that with Chayshish was a shtar in Israel? So it could be that he's doing it to save the Pshita de Safri, like Taisa says. He wants to use the shtar. He doesn't have to rewrite a new shtar. And they're going to use the shtar. But Taisa says they wouldn't cheat for the Pshita de Safri, they wouldn't cheat the old Lekuchas. I understand. But if you hold that, it's not a good shtar for the future. So let's be Chayshish, they use the shtar for the future. They just want to use the shtar. Like Taisa said, they would. We're afraid they want to use the shtar in the future. They don't have to pay for a new shtar.
We don't go throwing away everybody's shtars.
But here was there's a race that fell. The same race.
But when I finish a loan, I can also use the shtar. So we don't go and say, okay, once you finish with the shtar, go and renew the shtar. Make sure the oymen on you, then you rip it up. It's like, here we're chayshish that maybe when they threw it away, we don't know what happened to it. On that shash that maybe they threw it away and therefore was buckled a star again and he's going to go and use it and therefore it's going to come out and he's going to go like he did. If we're worried about that, we should go and say anytime someone pays up a star, you have to rip it up. Same with shash.
The truth is, I believe we passed him that you do have to rip it up. That once you borrow the star and you pay with it, that you can't borrow with it again and make a shabbat.
So, do we make you rip it up or do we allow you to keep it in your record?
We have no chashashis that someone's going to want to use it. It's only here where there's a reis that it fell, and everyone's might is a good shtar that we have these chashashis. That's the whole sugya.
The might is a good shtar that the loan was here. Now we're saying that it wasn't really a loan, but that they wouldn't want to use it again.
Because there's something wrong. The whole sugya is looking for chashashis. This is just one more possible chashash.
Is that
reason
not giving?
I think so. Right, anyway, this is the Shach's kasha. This is the Shach's raya. That from our Gemara, it seems that a shtar that's thrown out doesn't pashta, since the Gemara doesn't go into it. It seems that we're not chayshish for that a shtar was thrown out afterwards. This whole raya seems to assume that this is a shtar kinyan. By shtar raya, if you throw in the garbage, it doesn't matter. It's pashut, right? Shtar raya is just a raya. You have a vatel, it's kayak by throwing it out. By shtar kinyan, it's shayach to say if you throw in the garbage that it loses its kayachas. It loses its power of a shtar kinyan. Yesterday we spoke out of machlokes if a shtar chayv is a shtar kinyan or not. The Shach's raya from our Gemara seems to assume that a shtar chayv is a shtar kinyan. If you hold the shtar chayv as a shtar raya, it's not a kasha on the Bach, because the Bach is talking by shtar mecher, by shtar ekinyan. I looked at the Bach inside, I looked at the Bach the way the Shach brings it. The way the Shach brings the Bach is talking by shtar ekinyan clearly. So by shtar mecher, the shtar that's made to do something, just like again, is a shtar that's pile, shtar kinyan. Same thing, a shtar mecher, it's bottle if you throw it out. If you hold that a shtar chayv is a shtar raya, then the whole the whole kasha from the from Mishtar Choy falls away. Mishtar Choy is better Mishtar Raya. And even if you throw it away, we're not worried. You pick it up and use it again. And it's just by Shtar Kenyan that the Shach is being a Raya only by Shtar Kenyan. Because he holds that Shtar Choy is a Shtar Kenyan. The Bach could hold it's not a Shtar Kenyan. Look, the sugya we said yesterday. Our sugya certainly, if you seems to hold as the shtar kinyan because you have the rule of eidah b'chasum v'zachen lo. There is another way to learn that the eidah b'chasum v'zachen lo is only a way to make the ikad din d'iraisa of shibud and michal, which don't need a shtar. There is a way to learn that's not a shtar kinyan, but certainly our sugya is more partial than it is a shtar kinyan. But it's a little complicated. How would you learn our sugya if you hold it's not a shtar kinyan? It's a difficult thing. Okay, there's a issue in halacha, shaila in halacha, regarding shibudim, which we're going to use to discuss really in a very broad way the idea of shibudim. And the question is the following. Let me just give you a hakdama, just the way shibudim work. Okay, a normal case. I think you all know. A mil val peh, if I lend you money val peh, is my karka meshuvid. So you all know. If I lend you money val peh, could you take my karka?
No.
Of course you can take my karka. Only if I sell it, you can't take it, right?
Lend you money,
if you lend me money val peh, I could take your karka.
You tell me I'm going to give you...
You lend me $1,000, and when I want to get paid, I want to be tevei. Well, if you have cash, you give me cash. But if he has no money... I could take his karka. When I say you can't take karka, what we mean, whenever we say you can't take karka, we mean karka that was sold. Lekuchas, right? So we're talking about karka, we're talking about karka that was sold. Milval peh, we all know you can't take karka that was sold. There's no shibudim. A milva bishtar, we all know, you could take. Now, that's not the din Torah. That's not a deraisa. Mina Torah, anytime I lend you money, your things are mishubah to me, even a milval peh. And min ha-Torah, even a milval peh takes lakuchas. Midai raisa. And that's pashat. The din, that there's a difference between milval peh and milval bishtar, that's a din de Rabbanon. We call it takonas ha-lakuchas. The Rabbanon came along, and the Rabbanon said, this is going to be a problem. If every milval peh could take away karka, no one's going to want to buy karka. So the Rabbanan made a takana to change the din Torah. Now you have to realize, the din Torah is that everything is meshuvit. The Rabbanan came along, they said it's business doesn't go work well this way. So we're going to be misakin that a milval peh, you cannot go to lakuchas. Only a milval bishtar you could. What's the benefit of a milval bishtar? We always say, why is milval bishtar better? Because milval bishtar creates a kohel. When you lend money bishtar, it creates something of a coil. And therefore, you can try to figure out if there's a shibud or not. You all know that anybody buys a piece of karka b'zmanazeh, you do what they call a title search. You see if there's any shibudim. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about a person who's buying karka and he wants to be sure there are no shibudim. So a milva... Before he buys it, he does a search. He looks if there's a koil. And he asks around. If there's no koil, he assumes there's no milva bishtar, and he buys it. Now that's halacha psuka, that's for sure. The question, the shaila that comes up, is what about somebody who gave away karka as a gift? I lent you money, and I own karka. And then I gave away karka as a gift, as a matana. And now you want to go to the person I gave the gift to, and you say, look, the person I borrowed from, I lent money to, has zero money. I want to take your karka. He gave you a matana. So I want to take it away from you. Now, if it was a milva bishtar, there's no question. You could take it away from him. No shayla. If it was a milva balpeh, if somebody did a milva balpeh, and then he gave away a matana, he gave away karka, can the malva go and be toirif by milva alpeh from people who received karka as a matana? That's the question. It's a shayla lemaisa. Okay? So what would you say? Pashtus, what? Pashtus? Why not? Pashtus, why not? Why can't he manayin for the matana? Aye, there's no shtar. The whole shtar I only need for lekuchis. Lekuchis, they're going to look. Is there a koil? Isn't there a koil? Whether they should buy it. Someone offers you a matana. You don't care if the person giving you the matana does owe money, doesn't owe money. You're going to take it. L'chayre, this whole thing, the whole idea of a difference between milvul bepeh, milvul b'shtar, apisvara, should only be true by lekuchis, when you sell something. Not by matanis. By matana, if I give away a gift, so even a milvul bepeh, you should be able to go and take away from the gift, from the person I gave it to. No? You all agree? Apisvara should be that way.
What's the reason why milvul bepeh? That you're able to take it away.
Because remember, min ha-Torah, if I lend somebody money, all my karka is meshubit. Everything's meshubit. The Rabbanan came, they protected lekuchis, and they said that a milva peh, you can't go to lekuchis.
So why over here is that?
But matana, because this is a matana. Lekuchis, we want to protect lekuchis. We tell lekuchis, look, you find out if there's a koil, you'll know if you should buy it. But if someone offers you a matana, what are you going to do? See, is there a koil? He owes money. If he does owe money, you're not going to take the matana from him. You'll take the matana anyway. You'll hope that nobody will take it away from you. Matana you take anyway.
It's not a loose situation for the guy.
That's right. So you're going to take the matana either way. So I don't have to make takonis to protect people who want to take matanas. Matanas people take, there's no way to lose. So therefore, Chazal didn't have to make takonis to protect people who get gifts. So logically, I think everybody would agree that logically, a matana, if I got a matana, even a milva peh could take it away from me. And it's like the person's a wise guy. He owes someone money. He has karka. And he goes, gives away the karka. Why is he giving away the karka? Pay your chayv. He went and he gave away a matana when he owes somebody money. The person comes and he can take away the karka. That's the way it should be in Pashtus HaSvara. You follow? If you don't follow this step, you're going to lose. You're not going to follow the rest. Okay, you hear the shayla? Someone borrowed money balpeh, and he owned karka at the time. And then he gave away the karka as a gift. Could the malva go and take away the karka? In Svara?
Yeah.
Svara should be allowed to. Because that's the dintayra. The dintayra is you can take away the karka of the person who you lend money to. Rabbana made it, but protect lekuchis. They didn't protect matanis.
But because you're going ahead and you're going to go ahead and make a milva alpeh, that's your problem. The Rabbana only protects you when it's a sale.
But the Torah protected me. What the Torah protected me?
But you're trusting the person by milva alpeh. You're trusting him that he won't sell the property and he won't give it.
So who says that? Maybe on the giving away, if he gives it away, I'll go get it.
Because if you were afraid that he would give it away, then you should have made
another
bishtar.
No, because if you're afraid if he gives it away, I don't need a bishtar. I'm also going to take away. So it's svara, why can't I take it away? What do I need a bishtar for? Now, this is the way I think it should be al pi svara. The strange thing is that in Shulchan Aruch, if you look at Chayshim Mishpat and Sivik Kuf Yud Aleph, it says the opposite. It says that a milval peh cannot take away matanis. If a milva peh can't get any karka was given away or sold, milva peh cannot get matanis. That's what it says in Chayshim Mishpat. Strange thing. What's the makar? The makar is a Taisis and Ksubis, Dapim Tesame Beis. And Taisis and Ksubis says, you know what the makar is for this? His main makar is our Gemara. It was left to it our Gemara. He says, Our Gemara talks about chashinu l'knunya. We're afraid for a knunya, and therefore, if it's yesh by achrayis, you don't return it. But ain by achrayis, what are we saying? If it's ain by achrayis, we're not worried about knunya. Right? If it's a shtar she'ain by achrayis, I'm not worried about any knunya. What kind of knunya could there be? So Tosfos, 1 minute. There could be a knunya, even a shtar she'ain by achrayis. You know where? If a person gave away a matana, he gave away his karka as a matana, and now he has charata, so he could be doing a knunya to try to get his matana back. If you hold that even a shtar she'ain by achrayis, even a milval peh, you can take away from someone you gave a matana to, so now Gemara, let's be chayshish for knunya, even by a shtar she'ain by achrayis. Let's be chayshish for knunya. Why don't we chayshish for knunya? By shtar she'ain by achrayis. You can't take lekuchas, but you can take matanas. Elamai, zaktaisis, it's a raya. The matanas, lekuchas, it's all the same, and you can't take away from someone who received a matana, unless it's a shtar she'esh by achrayis, which has a klal, but not a shtar she'esh by achrayis. That's what Tosfos says on Ksubis, and this is the way we pass it. Now, the raya may be a good raya, but it's still very not mistaver. And we pass it this way, it's still very not mistaver. Why should Chazal protect someone who gets matanas? Very strange. It's strange. I think Chazal would rather protect the Malva. Why are they protecting someone who got a matana? It's a strange thing. I mean, somebody owes money, he can just give away his karkois to other people and not pay? Huh? You should always do a milva gishtar, but why should Chazal be aikah by milva peh? Why should they do anything to protect the matanas? It's a strange thing.
He still owes the money, can't take it away from the
that's true, he still owes the money, but the Malva would like to get paid now. I would think I'd be better off protecting the Malva than protecting the Makabli Matana. It's so important to protect Makabli Matana.
Doesn't the Gemara Gittin have a sad if we save the Lukuchis by Matana and then the Zikin? The Matana wasn't totally for free. If a person received karka as a matana, he got it in exchange for a favor. I don't exactly know how it works, but the Gemara says.
The truth is, in this case, even if there are cases we want to protect Makabli Matana, here, what are we doing? We're protecting him, that we're giving him Matana, and he's going to find out, is there a koil, isn't there a koil? Well, he should know whether he should take the Matana. Is that what we're trying to do? And he's going to take the Matana anyway. While we're forcing people to do a milv bishtar. And now he'll know what? He'll know there's a koil. He'll know that person owes money. He's not going to take the Matana. Take matana anyway. It's svara, it's such a hard shita. But l'chayr, it's a raya from our Gemara. So there's an interesting piece Rav Shach has in the Aviezri in Hilchos Malva V'Loiva, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin. It's a funny piece because he defends. He first of all, he finds a shita that argues with Tosfos. He brings from the Sefer Shari Shvuas, which is a kadmon. The Sefer Shari Shvuas, the Shari Shvuas says the way it's mustaver that you could take away from people who have a matana, that you could take away. The milvah peh could take from matana was given away. Now Shach is moida that this is not lahalacha, because in Shulchan Aruch it says the opposite. In Shulchan Aruch it says like Tosfos, and nobody in Shulchan Aruch argues. But Afal Pi Kein, Rav Shach explains the shita of the Shari Shvuas, which is more mistaver, that matanis that you could take from matanis. I it shver from our Gemara. I Tosfos is raya from our Gemara. That in our Gemara we see that we're not chayshish for a knunya, you're going to take away a matana. You see, you can't. So Shach is Masber, very nice Hekifdika Hezbar, the whole Indian. And with that, he's going to answer the Kasha. To answer this, let's step back to the original Takana de Rabbana. Rabbana made a Takana to protect Lakufis. What was the takana? You could understand the takana two different ways. You could express the takana in two different formulas. Chazal said that min ha-Torah shibud milvah pez meshuvid. The Rabbanan came along. Now, what did they say? You can express it two ways. You could say the Rabbanan said milvah pez, not meshuvid. And milvah pez, they're no shibud by milvah pez. If that's the way Chazal made that takana, milvah peh, there's no shibud karka, period. Then, I understand, if you give away a matana, there's no shibud karka. If their expression was, because of the Chaz Lakuchas, we make a takana, there's zero shibud karka. Karka is not mishubud to milvah peh. Then I understand Taisus, that the karka is not mishubud, period. Or you could learn that the takana Chazal made was they made a takana to protect lakuchis. They made a takana that you can't take karka from lakuchis. If the takana was you can't take karka from lakuchis, then from matanis you could take karka. It all depends on the expression of how Chazal set up the takana. So again, there are two ways to learn. Either Chazal said there are no shibudim, and that's the shita of Taisvis and Ksubis and the Shulchan Aruch. Taisvis and Ksubis and the Shulchan Aruch say milva peri and no shibud karkois, period, nothing. And the Shari Shmuis holds no, they didn't make a takana that no shibudim. They made a takana that lakuchis should be protected. It's only a takana to protect lakuchis, period. That's the whole takana. Why would they say it one way more than the other way? Why would Chazal make a broader takana rather than a narrower takana? I'll tell you the truth. Usually we express it the first way. If you ask somebody who knows Chashimish, but is not holding this sogi, just ask him, what's with a milvah peh? I'll tell you, there are no shibudim. It's I guess, the simpler way of setting up the takana.
Yeah, but that's because he's not thinking about...
He's not thinking of the nafkaminas.
He's not thinking about a matana.
Not thinking of the nafkaminas. But the simplest way to set up a takana is this way. Now, Chazal, why would Chazal set it up this way if it has ramifications on matanas? The question is a good question. I'm not sure. But it's the simplest way to set up the takana. Milvah peh, there's nothing mishubid. You want shibudim, you can get a milvah bishtar. You can do a bishtar. But you want to do a bal peh, there's no shibudim. Now how can we figure out which way Chazal set it up? The Chazal set up no shibudim, or the Chazal set up takanas lakuchas? Well, chayrid is a good way to find out. What's the third possibility? How can a man get rid of karka? Either sell it, give it away. Any other way a person give away his karka? Sell it, give it away. Hegdish. Okay, that's a separate sugya if hegdish is mafkimi de shibud. Hegdish would be another way. There's a third way to do it. Hefker. Hefker, interesting shaila. If he's mafker it, and someone picks it up, I guess it would be the same as an altar. I was thinking of another way to get rid of it. Is by dying. Right? It goes to the Arshin. You're right. You could do it through Hefker and you could do it through Hegdish. If Shach says there's another way to get rid of Karka through Yerusha. No, what's the din? Anybody know? If a man dies, does the malva go to the Yerushim and get the Karka? Huh? If a man dies, he owes money and he owes Karka and he owns Karka. Huh? No, it's not true. That's not true. Even a milvah peh can be tevev yarshim. Even a milvah peh could take from yarshim. Okay. The only thing he can't take, the end of the Gemara is he can't take metal. But unless there was an apaytiki. But a yarshim have to pay. Yorshim have to pay their father's chayiv. Now you have to realize, if a man dies and he owes more than he owns, let's say a person dies, he owes $1 million, and he left Yerusha of $500,000. So the children don't yarshin his chayivus. You don't have to yarshin your father's chayivus. Whatever money he leaves, you have to pay the chayivus with. But more than that, a child doesn't yarshin his father's chayivus. However, if he yarshins his father's karka, the father died, he owed money, and he has karka. So the karka is meshubin. You have to pay, with the Yerusha, you have to pay karka. You have to pay a milvah, even a milvah alpeh. Is a raya which way? It's a raya which way? If Yarshim have to pay a milvah alpeh, so what should be my matana? Let's figure it out. If you learn the first way, the way Taisa Ksuvis learned, Chazal mevatel ol shibudim by milvah alpeh, so then by Yarshim also you shouldn't be able to take. If Chazal mevatel shibudim totally, so then you shouldn't be able to take karka from Yarshim either. It's a different person.
The reason it's not bad, it's not Lekuchis.
It's not Yarshim and not Lekuchis.
But what's the reason Yarshim and not Lekuchis? It's the father's dead.
It's the father's dead. You see, if Chazal said, the second way we learned, that the Takana was protecting Lekuchis, so I understand Yarshim have to pay. But if you're going to learn the first way, the Chazal and Mevatel Ushibet Karka by Milvah Balpeh, so why should Yarshim pay? Seems to be a right to the Shari Shavuos. Because Shari Shavuos says that if you're a Malva, you could take away from a Matana. You could be Teveh from a Matana. It seems to be a Raya, because if you're a Malva, you could take away from Yarshim. So, what's the difference between the two? If the Malva Balpeh cannot take Lekuchis. If you lend someone money Balpeh, you can't take Lekuchis. You could take Yerusha. So if so, you should be able to take Matana too. There's no loy plug. If the Tekana was made absolutely, Milvah Peh can't get Karka, so you shouldn't be able to get Yerusha either. The fact you can get Yerusha should be a right, you can get Matana.
Maybe he can collect the land that was inherited the same way he can collect the Nechorim.
But why? It's a different owner. It's a different person owns it now. Why should Yerusha be any different than Matana? Yerusha is also a type of Matana. Zot Rav Shach, Taisus will answer, Fakert. If you look by the din that you could take from Yarshim, it says, he brings the Lashon HaRif, why could you take from Yarshim? That's a separate takana, Shaloi Timol Delas, Mipnei Halavim. No one's going to want to lend money to an old man or to a sick person. Because they're afraid he'll die, they'll lose it. Shaloi Timol Delas, Mipnei Halavim. So, they made a takana that you could manai from Yerusha. Zakt Rav Shach, Tosis will hold, it's mamish arayi if I cared. That the only reason Yerusha is different, shloi tinal delas. So that's a takana by Yerusha. So that's why Yerusha is different. Matana could be like Tosis. So it comes out that, again, there are, actually we came up with five ways to give karka away. If you give karka away through mechira, it's zicha meshuvit. If you give away karka through Yerusha, it's zicha meshuvit. If you give karka away through matana, that's this machlaikis. If you give karka away through hegdish, it's a separate sugya of if hegdish mafkir midei shibudim. And I guess if you mafkir it, it's probably the same as a matana, I would guess. How is the Shari Tshuva going to answer, the Shari Shavuos going to answer our sugya? The Shari Shavuos said that a milvah peh could take matanis. If so, let's be chayshish for kenunya in our sugya. Let's be chayshish for kenunya. That they're trying to get a matana back. And that's why they're doing the whole shtick here. Zot Rav Shach, he says, very nice. What's the whole Shari Tshuva based? The Shari Shavuos based on? Shari Shavuos understands that the Arshibudim, just Chazal made a takana to protect Lekuchis. So the Shari Shmuel holds a milvah peh you could go get for matanis. Zok Rav Shach, that's only by a milvah peh. A milvah peh you could get from lekuchas. Our Mishnah is not talking about a milvah peh. Our Mishnah is talking about a shtar chayiv she'ein by achrayis lechasim. That means a person wrote a shtar and he wrote behedya in the shtar ein by achrayis lechasim. If you write ein by achrayis lechasim, the Shari Shmuel says meida that you can't monai from a matana because you wrote beferish ein by achrayis lechasim. That's like the first way to learn the takana. You mevat lachrayis, you mevat l'shibudim. A shtar she ein by achrayis lechasim. Everyone's meida. If you write beferish, there's no achrayis on your property. Avada, if you give it away for a matana, it's not meshubit. That's not Shvar the Shari Shmuel. Shari Shmuel is talking about a milva al peh. A milva al peh, you could take away from a matana. A shtar that you wrote with Feirish, ain't by Achrayis, you're a mevatel shibudim. That's a different story. So it's a very nice teretz, a difference between our sugya and the halacha. Milva al peh, you could manai from matanis. Our sugya is ain't by Achrayis nechasim. And by Yerusha, he says the same thing. By Yerusha, a milvah peh, mi'ikar ad-din could get from Yerushas. Why did they say it? That Shaloi Timon Dalsu name Ovin? In case there's a shtar, Shei by Achrayis. So they made a special takana Shaloi Timon Dalsu. But again, there's a difference in milvah peh and not milvah peh. So what Rav Shach is doing is explaining that our Mishnah is not milvah peh, because you can't find a shtar in the streets in milvah peh. It's a shtar she'ein by achrayis. A shtar is beferi she'ein by achrayis. That's if you can't be teveya from a tonis.
Why is Shlaitilal
Delas in case
of
ein
by achrayis? Why
is
the Lamal
lending
such money?
Why are we making such a takar for someone who writes such a shtar? See, he wrote a shtar she'ein by achrayis. Why are we making a takana to protect him?
What's he going to get?
Ein bei achrayis means your karka is meshuvah to me. Achrayis means that if you sell it, if you get rid of it, there's no achrayis. Because man, the loiva owns it, of course the ma'avah come on ein. Ein bei achrayis only means if the loiva no longer owns it. So you're asking why Chazal made a takar shalai tinal dalas to protect people that lend money to someone dafka shalai b'achrayis. The truth is, if you're lending someone money, the borrower, he doesn't want achrayis. Because even if he's an honest person, he plans to pay, he's going to have a hard time selling his karka if there's achrayis. He's going to have a very hard time, he's going to have to take a lower price. So the truth is, it's not such a far-fetched thing that a person writes a shtar she'ein by achrayis because he trusts the loiva will pay him. And he doesn't want to ruin the loiva. If it's yesh by achrayis, he'll have a hard time selling. So...
But if someone's right, willing to do it that way, he's willing to take the risk that if it should be sold and the guy doesn't have money, he's willing to take that risk. So he's also willing to take the risk if the guy dies. And if a person is not going to lend money unless
No. Most people, when you lend money to someone you know, you feel, I know him, I trust him, there's no risk. That's really what a person feels. He's not going to run away from me. There's no risk. He might be poor, but there's no risk that he's going to run away from me. If he's going to die, and I'll be dindi, Yerushim don't have to pay, that's not really what the malva would like. Most people lend money, expect to be paid. Even when the loan goes bad, most people just don't lend money if they don't expect to be paid. He does expect to be paid. Even if he's saying back rice, he also expects to be paid. He doesn't want that if the person dies, the loan should disappear. The chayv should disappear.
Not closing the doors, they'll just do it without.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to explain to you, that when you lend money to a friend, usually you don't want to do it b'achrayis. You're going to ruin his business. It's going to be hard for him to sell things. Everything has a lien on it. If it has a lien on it, then it's a problem. Okay, so we spoke about a shtar that's thrown into the ashva. Question, if it loses its power. We spoke about matanis. There's one third inyan that's also a side inyan that the raya is brought from our, I shouldn't say a raya, that's shayach to asugya. It's just an interesting chakira. It also happens to be Rav Shach and Avi Ezri. Milchus Mechira Perek Vav Halachi Yadalid. Really, Rav Shach is going on a Gemara. His Machleks Rishayim perhaps had explained the Gemara, but the Gemara, the way Rashi explains it. It's a Gemara in Kiddush and Avchav Zayin. Now listen to the case, and you have to chap what's special about this case. A man wants to sell karka. He writes a shtar. He writes a shtar that is selling karka. Now, we're going now that Eidav B'chasum of Zachinloi, by Shtorei Mecher, which means this. Let's say on January 1st, I write a shtar that I'm selling my karka to Reuven. I don't get around to giving him the shtar till January 20th. When is the Mecher Chal? The old Eidav B'chasum of Zachinloi. The Mecher is Chal January 1st. Right, so you could have a case where a person wants it that way. He wants that the mechira should be chal mafreya. Maybe he wants to collect the rent mafreya. Whatever the deal is, the business deal. So he writes a shtar January 1st, and he's selling the karka to the lekeach on January 20th. But it should be chal mafreya January 1st. So the Gemara has a case as follows: the person, the shtar is in the property. Let's say the property is a house, and the shtar is there. He tells the person, do a kinyan on the property, do a chazaka, let's say, fix the lock. And with a kinyan agav, when you kind of the chotzer, you'll be kind of the shtar too. Now, we paskin, by the way, that kinyan agav works even if it's not in that field. By kinyan agav, we paskin works even Nazi burin. So you can even have a case where the meicher forgot his shtar in the house. He lives in the next city. He forgot his shtar. So the lekeach says, I want to buy the field from you, but I want it to be retroactive to January 1st. If I do a kinyan January 20th, let's say I do kinyan chazaka on the field. So I'm only going to be kind of from January 20th. I want it to be from January 1st. So he tells him, I'll be makta to you the shtar with a kinyan agav. Do a chazaka on the field. And by doing a chazaka on the field, you'll be kind of the shtar, because kinyan agav works to be kind of shtaris. And now, since you're kind of the shtar, it'll be chalav afreya to January 1st. So that's the way the deal was set up in the Gemara, and the Gemara says it works. What's the problem with the story? There's a problem with the story. What's the deal? Think about it. It's January 20th, I'm selling you a field. You tell me, you want the field of Afreya. I tell you, I forgot the shtar. So we say, I got an idea. Do kinyan chazaka. What's kinyan chazaka? Noel gadol uparatz. You fix the fence. And with that, with kinyan agav, you'll be kind of the shtar. And you'll be kind of the shtar, it'll be chal mafreya from the first. Well, I want to use the shtar as a shtar kinyan. With, by being kind of the karka, you'll be kind of the shtar kinyan too.
You're getting the karka today, and then you're getting the shtar that says you might have bought it earlier.
But the shtar makes that I own it from the first. I am being kind of the shtar with kinyan agav. So.
The karka is becoming yours, and it's yours now. You can't get the karka now and get it again earlier.
Question is agav two steps or one step? Alright, so we had a shy list, Jeb Agav is two steps or one step. Where's Kiddush? But even let's say it's one step. Let's say it's simultaneous. Rav Shach asks, he says the Rashi means to say this. Rav Shach asks that when I'm kind of the karka on January 20th, I'm kind of the shtar. When I'm kind of the shtar, it comes out the karka is mine from when? From January 1st. If the karka was mine on January 1st, then when I fixed the geder on January 20th, was it a kinyan? It wasn't a kinyan. I already owned it from 20 days ago. Fixing the geder 20 days after I buy it is not a kinyan. We said 100 times. You can't do a kinyan on something you already own. You can't take something from one hand and put it in the other hand and say this is a kinyan. It's no such thing. A maisa kinyan has to be a maisa kinyan. So he says, if it's chal from January 1st, then on January 20th, the chazak is not a chazak. It's not a maisa kinyan. Now, is that a problem?
Because then it's a circle.
Because then, if the kinyan chazak is not a kinyan chazak on the 20th, then I was not kinda the shtar. Then I have no kinyan on the shtar. Because it comes out, the kinyan shtar is only agav the karka, and it comes out, I didn't do a kinyan on the karka. So then I'm not kinda the shtar. And if I'm not kinda the shtar, I do not own it from the first. Which in effect will end up, if I don't own from the first, that the chazak is good on the 20th again. It sounds like a stipler, right? Where a stipler always makes these circles that there's a problem. So Dr. Shach, we have a problem here. It's a beferish Gemara. The Gemara doesn't even have a hard time. There's no Shach Levitaria. Gemara just says it's good. Gemara, there's no Shach Levitaria to Gemara. Gemara just says, Shmami no, loy bin etziburin. The Gemara says that this story could work. L'chayra, the story can't work. The story is a cycle that is problematic. Because if I am kainit on the 20th, then I'm kainit on the 1st. If I'm kainit on the 1st, then I'm not kainit on the 20th. So the whole cycle doesn't work. So where do you stop the cycle? Huh? So what's our rule? Remember? What? So let's see, does it work out? We had, in the past, the Ur Sameach's rule, which I told you many times. The Ur Sameach tells you, what do you do every time you have one of these? We had many cases of these cycles, huh? We have many of them. Can you think of one? Huh? Right, a few famous ones. One is the case in the Gemara where a man gives a woman a get, a menos, you don't marry Pliny. You don't have nisuin with Pliny. Right, so it's the same problem. If she marries Pliny, then the get's not a get. If the get's not a get, then her marriage to Pliny is not chal. She's an eses ish. So she never married Pliny. So if she never married Pliny, so it's a good get again. Right, that was one case we had. Or we had a bris mila on Shabbos where if you do a bris on Shabbos, do you say Yavid Lai Mahani? You said it's a malacha, Yavid Lai Mahani. If Yavid Lai Mahani, it comes out you're a makalkal, so it's not a malacha. So if it's not a malacha, so we don't say Yavid Lai Mahani, then it's a good bris. But then again, if it's a good bris, right, we had all these cases of this act. So our Sameach told us there's a rule. Our Sameach was going on a very simple case. Our Sameach was going on someone who buys chametz on Pesach. If you buy chametz on Pesach, the Rambam says you're over on Ba'yirah. Our Sameach says, but once you buy it, it's worth nothing. If it's worth nothing, you can't own it. So if you can't own it, so then the buying was never chal. But then if it's still the guy's, then it does have value. If it does have value, it could be kainit. It's only after you kainit. So our Sameach's rule was, anytime you have such a cycle, you go in the natural order until the stira, and when the stira comes, you stop, everything that happened till then is chal. Right, that was the Ur Sameach's rule. That you go in the order, and as soon as it's a stira, that's when you stop, and everything till then is chal. Ein ha-mesayvev yachol levatel asasiba, he said. Ein ha-mesayvev, the result can't be levatel a cause. So here, this would answer Rav Shach. Rav Shach says a teretz. You look at his lashon, I'm not sure what he means. But like the Ur Sameach's rule that we had all these bunch of times, it's very geschmack. The ein ha-mesayvev yachol levatel asasiba means like this. I'm kind of the karka with chazaka. That works. Once I'm kaina the chazaka, I'm kaina the shtar with agav. That works. Once I'm kaina with agav, I own it January 1st. That works. Once I own it January 1st, today's chazaka should be bottle. Stop. That's a statement. So to say once I own it the 1st, today's chazaka is bottle, that's where you stop. All the kinyan of achal. And everything is good. So it's a nice way. It would be nice if I would have made a list of all of the cycles that we had all the years, that this klal, I think every single time, maybe we had once, that this klal didn't work to answer this type of question. The next line of Gemara should be a chiddush to all of you. I assume you saw it already. Tell you what the problem is. We'll get to it tomorrow. Shmuel muki lamastisim b'she'ein chayev maida. Shmuel says it's in our case where the Leiva says I'm not Maida. Yehachi ein b'yachrayis the chasam b'mayazer. If he's not Maida, why should you return a shtar at all? This shita should shock you all. I'm a higher mayor. Star chayv she'im bayachrayis the chasim. Are they witnesses on the star? They're witnesses on the star. I have a star that you lent me money. That I lent you money. I have a star I lent you money. Two good, solid witnesses signed it. And there's no achrayis the chasim. I did you a favor. No, without achrayis. What the world is going on here? The words make no sense. Can't collect. You hear this? I have a milva. I lend you money. I have a perfectly good shtar with perfect eidim, and it could be that there were mekayim the signatures of the eidim. And I can't manayim b'nei chayrin. I can't manayim anything from you with the shtar. I can't manayim money, cash that you have in your hand. I came on a karka that you own that's not sold. How could there be such a shita? It's a pella. How could there be such a shita? It's a perfectly good star. Why can't I manai with it? So before tomorrow, make sure you look at the shita Mukubetzes and the Ramban. We have a pshat, and that pshat we'll discuss. And I hope, I always hope, I would like to keep on moving down this way.